You want some candy corn?
Yes. I love me some candy corn.
It's the Brunch Time Podcast. It's all brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live without limits at the Whitcomb. This is the Halloween edition of the show. And you're dressed up as, if you haven't listened to our morning show, this is totally new to you. You're dressed up as an aerobics instructor from the 80s.
Yeah, everybody's been calling me Jane Fonda. Or, you know, between this and Olivia Newton-John, if you remember her physical video.
Oh, everybody remembers her physical video.
Exactly. I was like, oh, yeah, I should have just gone for that vibe right there.
There you go. Yeah, totally. Not much of a different outfit. Weren't her pants white?
I think so.
Her tights, I mean.
Nancy
or whatever. Classic.
Yeah, so great.
But I am the candy corn fairy.
And seriously, check out our Facebook or our Instagram because we got the pictures posted up there. And your little headband with the little bobby things, whatever those exactly are, I love it. It's fantastic.
We still need to do a boomerang of me and my wings and things like that.
Yes.
But yeah, Halloween is today. Lots of things happening, whether it's trick-or-treating or, you know, putting costumes on. Now, you didn't realize that your costume was going to be that difficult to function in a regular work day.
Honestly, it's really hard to pee.
Yeah.
It takes a few minutes to just, like...
Because that's like a full,
it's like a onesie,
top to bottom onesie kind of thing. Like you're wearing like, it's almost like a one piece swimsuit with the tights, leotard. Like you have multiple layers.
I do. Yeah. So, and I don't know why I wasn't even thinking about this morning when I was getting dressed. I was like throwing the costume on really quickly because I'm like, I forgot I'm dressing up today. Oh my gosh.
So it's like if you're in the middle of the winter and you have to go to the bathroom, but you have like three layers in a snowsuit. It's like, well. Guess I'm not going to the bathroom. Just going to have to hold it in.
Yep, pretty much. No, but I just kind of reached the point where I'm like, I need to go now. So please just like, if you need to ask me questions, give me like 10 minutes and I'll be back.
Has this been your most difficult costume to wear when it comes to like trying to function?
Let me see. I'm trying to think of all the costumes I have been in the past. So I've been Britney Spears from the Baby One More Time video. That was pretty easy because that's just like a skirt. I was craft singles at one point. That was just more so challenging to walk around in because I did it when I was in high school. And so I was just...
Were you the package?
I was a package.
Okay.
So I was a box,
you weren't
basically.
Just one slice.
I wasn't just one single. No, I was the whole box.
So you could get the box off easily?
Yeah, because we like put... So I built it with my friends and we put some holes in the side of the box. So that's kind of how I held it up. And I basically had suspenders that... kind of went with it to keep it on my shoulders.
Yeah.
But this thing, you know, it's like I was crashing into people in the hallways and the stairwell. So that was a challenging part. But then I feel like this one's going to be the... Was it this one the most challenging one?
No, maybe.
Maybe. I have to, like, rack my brain for all the other things. I mean, I guess some... Like, I was a pirate one year. The challenging part about that one was that I actually had a bird... that I put it on my shoulder. I named him Paco. He was a cool bird.
Paco was the bird?
Paco the bird. Okay. And but the only problem with that one it was that you had to tie him on your shoulder. So partway through the night when I went to this Halloween party, I was like, I think the circulation in my arm is getting cut off right now.
Speaking of circulation getting cut off my arms, I am wearing a set of fairy wings.
They're
that
beautiful.
They look like two candy corns put together. But... The thing you put it on, you put them over your arms and over your shoulders. I'm not the biggest guy, but I have very broad shoulders. But also, this is for ages 4 and up.
Yes, exactly. And how are you doing right now? I know that you said before
you
were okay.
Bad. It doesn't. It stretches well.
Okay. That's good.
I honestly thought I was going to rip them when I first put them on, but and thought like, okay, I'm gonna have to improvise and do like. Binder clips or something like that and pin them to my shirt or something. But it's worked out so far now, but I had another costume a few years ago, where I was the wacky inflatable flailing tube man.
I love that.
and I used a laundry basket as the head. And so I had to put that on, but what I used instead of building like straps or suspenders or something to hold them on, I actually just, made sure that the handles of the laundry basket were big enough for me to put my arms through, but they were just big enough for me to put my arms through. So this thing just sat on my head and it was very hard to get out of. I had to have someone hold the head. How'd I put my arms in the air and they had to like slip me out of it just so I could go to the bathroom or do anything.
So you were still flailing?
Yeah.
Like at any point in the day.
And I couldn't really work because the arms had like the tube stuff, flailing and all that stuff. So I had to like roll up my sleeves, roll up the bottom, and it was just, it was a mess.
I'd imagine so, but hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Trick-or-treating was difficult because it was windy. That day, and I couldn't really see very well either, so didn't really work out. But do you, as an adult, have you gone trick-or-treating?
No, I mean, I think the next time that will be is if I go with my nephew, or it would be nephew, because my brother lives in Alabama, so that's probably not going to happen anytime soon. But it'd be that, or if I have kids.
That's the thing, is that adults can still go trick-or-treating, right?
I think... Isn't there a town? We were reading about this yesterday. There was a town that was actually...
you couldn't be like 14 and up.
I think it was even 13 or something.
They were frowning upon it, and they were actually going to arrest kids?
It was that, or like write citations to like basically give to the parents ultimately. But when you think about that though, sometimes parents are like, you know, the kids are like, oh, I'm going to go hang out at so-and-so's house. And then they head off there. And if they're going trick-or-treating and the parents don't know about it, and then they get that citation, they're going to be so angry.
Should parents, do you think, in your mind, do you think parents should also dress up when they take their kids trick-or-treating?
I mean, I think it kind of just depends. Because if you have really young kids, I think yes. Because, you know, you're trying to, if this is new to the kids, they might kind of be a little nervous to go about doing this. So they want to, you know, feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. So the parents are trying to do that for them. But then maybe as you get older, you know, the kids probably are like, you don't need to dress up, Mom.
I had a buddy that dressed up as a baseball player.
Okay.
From the Cubs.
Nice.
So it worked out. He's a big Cubs fan. So I was like, oh, this is perfect.
Yeah,
but I'm
definitely.
Like, you know, I appreciate that you dressed up.
Yeah.
I think it's great. So I encourage parents to dress up.
Yeah, definitely.
You don't need to bring a bag to go trick-or-treating, but if you want to steal candy from the kids, that's totally okay.
Be like, hey, I put in the effort too, so I get some of this, and I'm taking you around. But nah, I feel like I'm a kid at heart, you know, and so when it comes to this kind of stuff, I'm like, yeah, have some fun with it, might as well.
Absolutely.
And especially if you're going with your kids, it just makes it all the more fun.
You're going to have to eat the rest of my candy corn at some point in the day, or we're going to have to go and pass that around to everybody.
Well, you're the fairy. You should be just like making it rain candy corn.
I think I will. I just don't want to disrupt people when they're working, but maybe I should.
But I'm trying to think how much work we're going to get done today in
probably
these
not.
Costumes.
Probably not. I should probably just leave now.
Yeah.
But that's the Brunch Time Podcast. You're going to eat a lot of candy, I'm sure, and so will we.
Yeah. If you need a workout, though, head on over to me. Although I'll be going to be eating a lot of candy.
I will say, I was going to say this earlier. I wish we had a video because it seems like anything you're saying today, you're doing it as an aerobics instructor. You're like, so yeah, I did this and then I did this and a 1, 2, 3. And
I was thinking about just playing like Aha, Take on Me as I walk into rooms and just start 1, 2, 1, 3, and 4. People are going to be like,
"Cause that'd
stop
be a,
that.
That." Would that be a good aerobics song?
Do, 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 do,
yeah, what's your
do, 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 yeah.
What is your go-to aerobics song? Do you do aerobics?
At the gym?
Yeah.
Or like for myself?
Do they still do aerobics? I feel like they should bring that back.
They do have an aerobics style class. I mean, there's a few instructors that do some things involving the stepper. But
get rid of the Zumbas and the Zambies and the Zuzas.
You bring back that aerobics.
The Taboos and the Tybos. Get rid of those and just go old school step aerobics. Saturday at the 80s. I think that needs to happen at any of these gyms. Start it. And there's enough 80s outfits out there. People can wear something and have some fun, and we'll play some 80s. Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's make it happen.
I'm fine with that. Oh, yeah. We could just have an 80s night at the gym.
We'll just do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Everybody show up. We just got to get people to show up, because it'd just be weird if both of us did it and that was it.
Like,
what are they doing? Why are they bringing their... But,
like, you don't own one of these?
No? Maybe we can make this work.
Yeah.
Hopefully you don't get sick from all the candy when you're eating it during brunch. But if you are, I mean, just keep eating. Maybe you'll feel better.
Also, it's really funny. Anytime you talk, your headband with your little...
What are you talking about?
Your little things, they just bob away.
I don't know what you're talking about. We need a video in here.
I know, really, though. If you want to keep doing that for a sec, hold on. Hold on. Wait, one more time. Keep going.
What are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay. The people on the listening to the podcast are like, what are they doing? I well, want to know.
You're going to have to see.
We might have put stuff on our Instagram and at 983thecoast.com. Oh, that's nice. I like that. Check that out on our Instagram.
Yeah.
just search for 98.3 The Coast or 98.3 The Coast, that is. And be sure to subscribe to this podcast if you like what you're listening to. So I know you will. Shout out to Brandon. Saw him yesterday, one of our big podcast listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Saw him last night, had dinner with him, so that was a good time. But our podcast, The Brunch Time Podcast, brought to you by our friends at the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live without limits at the Whitcomb. We'll be back in November.
Yeah.